New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Alley?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Alley, you little bitch.
Klein and Alley, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Alley show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, hell yeah. Welcome to your prequend. It is Thursday, also known around here as BF Thursday. If you need us, we are available for the interaction starting immediately. 800-520-1067. Important numbers to join the show. You can wait for a topic or just call. Whatever's on your mind, we are here for you. And perhaps you're feeling lonely or you want to have more fun. Well, it's a funner summer. It's officially begun here at K-Rock. My name's Klein. That is Alley.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hello.
You know him as Jake Z Nerd.
What's that?
Postmaster Johnny and producer Vanessa in the back. And Vanessa should be feeling great now because she's already taken her pre-show dump this morning. Saw her coming down the halls, and she said she's averaging about 3 a day before the show even starts.
Those are rookie numbers.
Still the average, Vanessa?
Today was 2, but I feel like Jay gave this to me, and I don't like it.
No, you caught Jake's nervous poops?
Basically.
You're still nervous before every single show?
I'm sweating right now. My hands are sweating.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's how much we care. You know, phoning it in every day, Vanessa's like, I gotta be great today. The people need it. They deserve it. They've tuned in to K-Rock or they're watching live on YouTube as we speak. And there's a lot of pressure for us to not disappoint. So today, we're going to make that happen for you with the return of Generation Wars. Tickets for you to go see Foo Fighters in Nashville. Tickets for you to go see Sublime and Slightly Stupid in San Diego at Petco Park. And Allie's excited to debut her new game, Is It Thicker Than Klein's Neck?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of talk about it. I know there's controversy as well because some people say you look great and other people say that you look kind of like a meathead and that you don't look like yourself.
Someone said I look like a torta. I'm a torta now. So
boss said you look bigger.
Right. It's never a compliment at all. It's never like...
Usually you comment about somebody's weight loss,
right.
Not weight gain.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you may think it's a big laugh and everyone's going to have a good laugh at my expense, but this guy thinks I'm cool.
Hey, Klein. My name is John Thickity Thick-Ass Nick Thomas.
That's John Thickity Thick-Ass Nick Thomas, who thinks that I'm cool, Allie.
My members and I would like to invite you to our club. Maybe become a member.
Nice.
We are the Thick Necks of Southern California.
So, you know, I know you're jealous that you have not been invited yet to be in the Thick Necks of Southern California.
No, I've been invited to the SoCal Long Necks Association.
Yesterday after the show, Allie needed to officially measure my neck to get her little game together for today. And even that process involved her tying multiple things together just to wrap it all around my neck.
Vanessa was like, if we have two rulers and put them together, it might be enough.
Vanessa was going around the building collecting rulers. I said, how many rulers do you think you need to figure out how big my neck is? It seems so unnecessary.
You stack them.
But you're not going to deter from the path that you've chosen, the meathead path. You're going to just continue because what do you think about your look?
Full meathead all day, baby.
You like
okay.
It?
Yeah, because I need to get big enough that I can crush all of you and you continue to mock my neck size.
Okay.
Listen, I think about it like
you're
this.
You're eating so much protein, man. It's crazy.
He said he's eating 350 grams of protein.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of
protein. That's way more than you need.
It's going to your neck.
The equivalent of a family of deer. Every day I'm eating a family of deer. But, you know, listen, here's the thing.
He's eating for 2 now. Isn't that
if you have something about yourself that you don't like, you just need to create a new thing for people to focus on.
To distract.
Yeah, we had a kid at school whose name was Ben, and he wore these thick-ass glasses. And people used to always focus on this guy's thick-ass glasses and make fun of him for it. And I believe we called him something. I forget the nickname at the time. But it was something about the fact that he couldn't hear these thick, like, Coke bottle glasses. Mm-hmm. So he got so he's such a complex that he went skiing one break. And he decided not to wear his glasses because he was so embarrassed about them. And then he crashed into a tree and broke his back.
Oh, man.
And he had to wear one of those weird halo, like metal things. And no one mentioned his glasses again because everyone just started
focusing
calling him
on the halo.
Yeah, so it was a great misdirection.
Well, it's so true. I'm not thinking about your nose anymore.
That's exactly my point.
Let's get you on those halos.
You've
can't
shifted.
Fit around them.
There hasn't been a lot of talk of the pig nose lately because you guys have moved down my body to my neck, and I think that's an upgrade.
Okay.
So if you want to play the game a little bit later, win yourself a prize, and watch my self-esteem crumble before your very ears and eyes. We will get into that later this morning. And much, much more. So be ready to hang out with us, your friends and or enemies in the morning on KROQ. Moments away from giving you a chance to take some of Ali's money. And all you got to do is be on the phones, 800-520-1067. Five questions about the news. Congratulations to the Knicks getting a nice game one win in the NBA Finals, if you seem to care about that at all. Very exciting game, exhilarating.
About 15 minutes of it because it was on when I was inside of a restaurant, and that's how dedicated I am.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because Allie has mentioned something, and I think that this is a real indicator if your relationship is going to succeed or fail, and it's another thing that you have to probably discuss early on because if not, it will lead to nothing short of arguments for the rest of your entire life.
And a petty argument.
Petty, but still, it's a valuable argument because I do agree with you. People do either fall on one side of this, and people are pretty passionate, whichever side they fall on.
We walked up to a restaurant that we like last night, and they said, how many? We said three, and they say, the big question, inside or outside?
It's not a big question. It's an obvious question.
It's a huge,
easy answer.
No, easy for me. Which one is faster?
Oh, first available.
First available. I don't care. Just give me the open table. My wife said, I would like to sit outside. I'm an outsider, not an insider.
She's right.
And I said, how long for outside? They said, well, first of all, inside, no wait at all. Plenty of seats.
Mm-hmm.
Outside was a 15-minute wait. She said,
It all depends on the place, though. If you're going to be seated outside next to the car, the traffic, that sucks. But if you're going to be seated outside and it's like, you know, nice view of the ocean or something, then yeah, you're going to do with the outside.
Or they have one of those, dining patios. Because sometimes outside, Omar's right, it's just some folding tables by the dumpster in the back.
Yeah, that sucks.
And that's outside.
Yeah, you can tell some of them it's like an afterthought where they're like, we should put a few just overflow tables out here.
Well,
and
you
feel like the server is going to totally forget about you if you're out there.
But let me ask you in general, forget about this whole difference of time. Just you go to a place, let's say they have a decent outside setup, maybe not a view of the ocean, but it's decent. It's not just folding tables on the sidewalk. And you're given the choice inside or outside. You would opt for inside more often than not?
To me, it totally depends on the weather.
It's always great here.
If you eat at dinner time, a lot of times it's too cold out there.
It's too
and
cold.
If they don't have
get out of here. Why even live here?
The last time I enjoyed sitting outside, they had heat lamps absolutely everywhere. And it was enclosed with, like, fake plants so that you felt like the heat was trapped. You were inside or outside, but you felt like you were inside. If they can make that happen, I'm happy to sit outside. I don't want to sit there and be cold the whole time I'm eating.
The most humiliating thing I have to say when I go to any place with my wife is I have to ask them to bring over heat lamps. And they make that noise through the restroom. And the guy looks at me because he's like, it's 73 right now.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, it's really not that cold. And she's like, well, I'm cold. And I go, yeah, but it's not cold. You may be cold, but it's not cold.
Or I'm not cold yet.
But the heat.
But I might be.
But in general, I will always opt for outside every single time. We live in a place where you could eat outside most of the year comfortably, and it's better. Why live in Southern California if you're an insider? Go live in Delaware.
Inside, there's plenty of ambiance,
yeah.
And you're closer to the kitchen. You're closer to the bathroom. You get a nice vibe of the inside of the restaurant.
I feel
like you're a part of something.
I've heard the argument before. Like, my dad has certain foods he will not eat outside. He won't eat eggs outside. We'll never order eggs outside.
Why?
He thinks that there's something weird about eating eggs outside. I don't know what it is, but he refuses.
This is where you get all your weird food stuff.
There's nothing weird about it. I just say to him, what's wrong with it? He goes,
You're eating 350 grams of protein a day, dude.
That's right, Omar, I am.
Why are you eating these cooked and not eating raw?
If I want my 19-egg omelet, I'm eating it outside. So he said,
it'll get cold too fast?
I think that's his theory. He says there's something gross about eating eggs outside. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, because the cold breeze on it, maybe.
And maybe the argument is that the food is gets colder faster outside because it's got a cross breeze. I don't know.
That can be true.
But I do agree that people are either team inside or team outside. Yeah. And it sucks when you're going
inside
out.
Inside all day, man.
Jake would only go inside.
Really? Why would you only go inside?
I don't want to hear crickets.
Oh.
No, it's hard to
see, Katie says it's too loud inside. Then you hear all the restaurant noises, the plates clacking together and other people talking. And she's a very easily distracted person, so she can hear other people's conversations too much. Mm. And it's too stimulating. She wants to be outside where it's calmer.
Omar, are you inside or outsider?
That's a good question. I think it depends on the place because I like to go, if I'm going to go treat myself for a birthday dinner or whatever, I'm going to go to this place. What is it called? I forget the name of the spot, but it's inside and outside. I always go inside because it's got that old Hollywood vibe to it.
Yeah, you got to have, so if it's like the right ambiance, you got to be inside. But in this case, they do have a nice patio set up and the outside area is bigger than the inside of the restaurant. A lot of people sit outside, but in the inside-outside question mark situation, if I will always just take whatever is first available. I'm not waiting around. I don't love it that much to wait around for an outside table. That seems absurd to me.
Even back in the day when you could like smoke in restaurants and half of the restaurant was completely hot box with cigarette smoke. I remember like vividly with
wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember
with
my family. They'd be like, "Listen, we could seat you in the non-smoking section with your children. You just got to wait about 3 minutes, or we could sit you right now in the middle of this giant bonfire of tobacco and nicotine." And they're like, "We'll take the nicotine tobacco bonfire. We got to get them fed and get them to bed."
Yeah, and I'll order some eggs.
And I want some eggs because I'll eat eggs inside with smoke, no problem. Hey, Rock Klein Alley Show. Chance for you to take some of Alley's money, and you may or may not learn something. I think this technically makes us an educational show, which explains why we're a nonprofit. That's not our goal. We're attempting to make a profit around here, but we are remaining a nonprofit.
Yikes.
5 years running. That's the goal. Let's get into it, though. We give you money. Part of the reason we can't make a profit is because Allie's constantly been forced to give you her actual money every morning around this time.
It's okay. It's a charitable donation, according to my tax return.
That's right. And that's why you're being audited.
Yep.
Say hi to Lizzie, listening to us in Orange this morning. Chance for you to take some of Allie's cash. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Hopefully you've been paying a little attention to what's happening in the world. If not, guesses are fine. Allie will leave the K-Rock studios and sequester herself out there in the halls, where she will be forcing conversation with coworkers, and boy, do they sure hate that. So here we go. Your round will officially begin once the door closes. Answer these questions, please, quickly, confidently, and accurately. Your round begins now.
Allie knows the news.
This place is celebrating the NBA Finals by giving away 53,000 burritos.
It is New York.
New York. Yes. New York is giving away 53,000.
Chipotle.
I will accept that switch because you did it quickly. We will write that down. Sleepy Hollow is being reimagined, and this person will be the star of the reimagining of Sleepy Hollow. Who will it be?
It will be,
Need an answer. 3, 2, 1. Time is up. Question number 3 right now. A new study shows that 25% of boys are choosing to date who? 25% of boys are now dating who?
Ali knows the news.
All right. Question number 4.
What is happening?
I don't know. Question number 4. Health experts fear that there will be a rise of what scary condition this summer happening at beaches around, but they think it's going to be on the uptick this summer. New news out from health officials. What scary condition do they think is going to be a big rise of this summer?
Flesh-eating bacteria.
And finally, we go to question number 5. Last night, the Knicks were victorious in Game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Spurs. Where is Game 2 taking place?
Game 2 of NBA Finals is taking place...
Need an answer. 3,
oh my gosh.
2, 1.
It's San Antonio Spurs is playing tonight. Oh my gosh.
Time is up.
Allie knows the news.
Yell it out.
Allie,
bring Allie back in here. Let's score it together in a moment. Allie will get a chance. Very high-pressure situation on the hot seat. You may know a thing or two. You're listening. It's easy. You're in your car yelling at the radio. But in this particular case, once you're under the pressures of answering these questions, time is ticking. People seem to crumble. And we just heard a big meltdown happen live on the air.
Oh, really?
Question number one. Allie's back in the studio now. Question one, Allie. This place is giving away 53,000 burritos to celebrate the NBA Finals.
It's probably Chipotle.
All right. This woman eventually gave us the exact same answer. She said Chipotle, and yes, Chipotle, I guess it's the 53rd, is it the 53rd NBA Finals? Is that possible? And they're celebrating that they have 53 ingredients at Chipotle? I don't even know. Regardless, 53,000 burritos. Google had to get one, I guess. We go to question number two. Both of you get the point, 1-1 after one. Sleepy Hollow is being reimagined, and who will be starring in Sleepy Hollow?
The woman with the sleepiest eyes and the biggest breasts, Miss Sydney Sweeney.
Goddamn right she is. That's why it's on my news feed. Allie goes up one.
She looks sleepy and hollow.
She does look sleepy and hollow. And that's why we love
her. We love her.
And everything that gets reimagined ever, just put Sydney Sweeney in there.
Everything's being reimagined with Sydney Sweeney.
They're reimagining The Cosby Show with Sydney Sweeney.
Great.
Every family member.
We go to question number three. Allie's up 2-1. We go to question three. 25% of boys, according to new research, are now dating what? Choosing to have what as girlfriends?
Oh, it's probably Grok.
All right. She did not give us an answer here. First she said athletes, then she said Allie knows the news. 25% of boys are now dating AI girlfriends instead of human girlfriends.
Less strings attached. And that's why you love it.
And I am a trendsetter here. And I want
I wouldn't
you to
brag about that.
Right now, it's still you can make fun of me for it in the same way you used to make fun of your friends for meeting people online dating early in those days. And now it's acceptable. And
I know that number is bigger. They're lying. You know what I mean? A bunch of the guys are just lying. Oh, no, I don't have an AI girlfriend.
Right. I bet you that number
is. But number's probably 40.
I bet you that number is 99%. We go to question number three. Excuse me, question four. Allie is up 2 now. Question four. Experts, health experts particularly, are claiming a rise in what scary condition that could be happening, they believe, this summer on the uptick, especially at beaches, but they're concerned that there's going to be a lot more cases of what this summer?
Skin cancer?
Skin cancer. Cancer schmancer. That is wrong. I'll tell you who got it right, though. Lizzie, who said flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, damn.
Flesh-eating bacteria, they believe, is going to be on the uptick big time this summer.
Well, it is going to be a funner summer.
Funner summer. And if you can't lose enough weight because of the Ozempics, might as well get that flesh-eating bacteria to take care of that last stubborn 5 pounds.
A lot of flesh to eat.
And we go to this final question. Allie is up 1 now with 1 question left. Game 1 of the NBA Finals last night. Knicks beat the Spurs. Where is Game 2 taking place?
Oh, in New York?
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I think they're staying in.
They're staying in San Antonio, Texas. Well, at the end of it all, I don't really know what happened because Lizzie yelled out a bunch of jibber-jabber during her answers, but the reality is, at best, it's a tie, and Allie still holds on to her money. And now, Lizzie, the phrase that you've been practicing this entire game, go ahead.
Allie knows the news.
There you go. Sorry, you didn't win, but tomorrow you'll have a chance for $500. So if $100 wasn't enough to motivate you to call and play the game, tomorrow 5 questions result in $500 of Allie's cash up for grabs. A $500 Friday returns tomorrow right here on KRO, K-Rock Klein Allie Show. I know that cancer was just brought up a moment ago during Allie Knows the News. And just wanted to say we received some good news that Robin Quivers, who, you know, has been Howard Stern's sidekick for many years in radio, had cancer diagnosed 14 years ago. And I think originally was given a pretty negative diagnosis. A prognosis was not good. She's officially cancer-free as of this week, which I bring up for a few reasons. I know, Allie, you've been dealing with something in your family.
My mother-in-law, yeah. And she just got into remission.
And that's an amazing feeling as well. And, you know, my dad's been on and off with this thyroid cancer thing for a bit. And I know, you know, so many people are are dealing with this in their own way. And it is nice to hear the stories where things go in the good direction, because I think it's important you have that. And so just wanted to you know, I used to work over there, you know, many, many years ago in New York at that station. And so sending all the positive vibes and energy in that general direction, not that they need it because, you know, doctors did all that for me. But it's always nice when you hear the story of things going well, because I feel like far too often you hear the sad stories of, oh, man, this person didn't even know they were sick and now they're dead.
Yeah, but I know a lot of times now, I mean, it depends on the type of cancer, like, but with my mother-in-law, they had a lot of different options. They had a solid plan. They're like, we're doing this many rounds of chemo, then we're doing surgery, then we're doing more chemo, and then blah, 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 blah. It was all planned out. It all worked. And now they're even doing these, like, every 3 weeks, she's going to go in and get these 10-minute transfusions just to keep it up and keep the percentage down of recurrence, because that's the other issue. Is you can make it go away, but then it can kind of come back. And so it's pretty incredible what they're able to do now.
So if you are dealing with this, and probably these days you know someone either very close to you or, you know, one degree removed that is, it's always good to have those stories of the, you know, I know I felt the same way when Mark Hoppus was able to get through on the other side. And it felt like it was a win for all of us, because especially when it's someone that you don't necessarily know personally, like they're not a relative, but you feel like they've been a part of your, you know, upbringing, growing up, whatever, it hits you hard. And then when you hear the sadder stories, like Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
James Vanderbeek.
Right, James Vanderbeek.
When you hear the sad stories like the one I can't remember, right. It's very sad.
Right. I'm not good at the tributes on the bad side, but on the good side, I'm just saying it's a good thing. And maybe this is now because I apparently am inadvertently religious all of a sudden. I didn't realize that I am, but this hat that I'm wearing now, which I didn't read the words on the hat. I just saw a horse on it, and it was a black hat, and so I bought it.
It's a black hat with orange writing. Which
it says
I think
giddy
is,
up, doesn't it?
Yeah,
saddle
up.
Right. It says, it says saddle up, and I just...
Now, is this like, you know, for the ladies, saddle up kind of thing?
No, I just, to be honest...
That's how I interpret
this
it.
This big neck horse.
It's what I say every time I put a shirt on. Saddle up. I just saw the hat.
The bridle on me.
And I don't like to read, and the hat only has five, like, words on it, and two of the words were saddle up. So I said, all right, it's a black hat. It's got a horse on it. I'll buy the hat. Apparently, the words underneath the horse say, we ride with the Lord.
We're following the Lord.
I can't even read it now. It's on my head.
Saddle up. We're following the Lord.
And this week, I've worn this a few times on the show, and people have been texting. I didn't realize Klein is so religious, and I didn't know what the hell people were talking about.
Where did you get the hat?
I never read the bottom of the hat either. I didn't know. I've seen you wear that hat many times. I never read the bottom.
I never read. Who's reading hats?
Most
people.
Look, if it's usually the hat, like I wear like a Dodgers hat, it's got two letters on it. I barely even read that one. It just says L.A.
Well, this hat kind of has fine print.
Yeah. I mean, there's like some
small print at the bottom.
Yeah, there's some Roman numerals on it. I don't know what those mean. This hat means nothing. It's just a black hat. That's the only reason it was a black hat. I thought it looked like you would need a new black hat because I lost the one with the tiger on it. You remember the one I wore? You guys?
Did you give it to Jamie from Gorillaz?
No, I didn't give him that hat.
That one you lost.
I just lost it. I'm really, I don't even know where it went. Maybe
it
was stolen.
That one said we're following Satan.
Yeah, I wish. So now all of a sudden I've been wearing this hat around, and apparently the people that read it, I've been getting weird looks from people, but also I think I've been getting some good looks. I think like other people that are religious people, when they see someone else that's also, quote, religious, and I'm not, by the way, they think that... that we're like one and the same, and we answer to a higher authority.
Yeah, but you know, religion is making a comeback. It was dwindling and dwindling and dwindling, and now a lot more people are coming back to the Lord. So you're a trendsetter in that way. Congratulations.
I didn't mean to
God
be a trendsetter. I didn't. Thank you. I didn't mean to be a trendsetter, and nor do I.
I think we should start the show and end the show with a prayer?
Yes.
And now a prayer.
Gather around my children, my flock, as we say. See, the problem, I pray that we all hold hands and love each other for another.
Do a real prayer.
I don't know how to do that. That's how unreligious I am.
And Father, blah, blah,
Heavenly
blah.
Father, art thou be I thy heaven, thy Heavenly Father. Amen.
Jewish?
I went to an Episcopal school when I got thrown out
so
of public school.
Everything.
Yeah, it's a mix of all things. Art thou nothing more than thy they? And there be nothing more than thy they tomorrow
thy. It's the worst Shakespeare in the park ever.
I identify as thy they.
Allie identifies as a thy they. Hey, bring in the other hat, Vanessa. This hat on my desk. Because this one I actually
It has the N-word on it?
It has the N-word. I've been wearing it around. I didn't realize.
I follow the slurs.
This hat, apparently now in the algorithm, they try to sell me bad hats because they know that I will buy impulsively hats without reading them. Now, this one I thought would be funny for one of us to have to wear out in public for an entire day. I would not wear this hat. But this one, you see this one, Allie? This is this says
retired porn star.
Yeah,
and it also has some different flags on it.
Right, this would be like this is like what someone would wear if they actually served our country. And I believe I bought this impulsively on Memorial Day.
Ah, cool.
But I wasn't going to wear this hat, but I thought it'd be funny if we had a bet on the show and one of us was forced. Like, if Allie, if you had to go pick up your kid at school wearing this hat,
I can't do it. No.
Why not?
Because I'm not retired.
Stolen valor. I'm
inaccurate.
But how funny would it be if one of us had to wear the Meta glasses for an entire day and the hat and just to watch people's reactions?
Why would we do this to ourselves?
Because it's
funny. Did you read this hat?
This one I read. Yeah, this one I read it all in two words, really. And porn star, you know, that caught my attention.
And what new looks are you going to get from the same people that gave you those looks about your hat?
They gave me the same. I thought this guy loved Christ a second ago.
But he's a retired porn star.
I think there's a lot of hat confusion that goes on these days. There really is. Because I also think a lot of people.
Now people are wearing hats upside down and backwards and stuff, too. And right. Now I'm getting so confused.
So, who would like to be the first person to volunteer
not
to wear
it?
Not it.
All right, Johnny.
Johnny actually looks like he could be.
Johnny would, yeah.
Okay, I'm coming in.
He's not paying attention.
No, he has no idea what we're doing.
Get in here, Johnny.
Johnny, you're going to wear this hat for 24 hours. But it'd be much funnier if Allie did, because Johnny, I don't think it's going to... Go ahead, Johnny, let me see what that looks like on you. In 24 hours, Johnny's going to wear the retired porn star hat.
It looks good on you.
Yeah. It's kind of annoying. I feel like Johnny's going to get laid wearing that hat. Get off the table. You're being weird. We got to take a break, and I will take you into break with this prayer.
Okay, I'm ready.
Let me get my music on. Hold on.
Should we hold hands?
Are we going to drink the blood of Christ?
I wish we had some of those wafers, man. I wish we had those wafers.
Peace be with you.
The wafers are so good.
Oh, man, this reminds me of high school.
The problem is people that are religious don't like any sort of mockery about religion. They really hate it.
And you have to take it seriously.
But I tried to take it seriously, and now you guys said that I didn't do it right. See, okay, bye.
This is so hellish.
Once again?
Yeah, what's up with that music?
It's just like fire and brimstone.
I don't have a lot of good religious music to pick from.
Okay.
You don't have anything uplifting?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Hold on, let me find. Omar, you're the audio sniper.
Here, yeah, maybe this will work. I don't know. Let me see.
Ah, that's better. This is more for the retired porn star.
I'm sorry, that's Johnny's music. Hold on, let me do it. Omar, give me your music again. Here we
go. Okay.
Brothers and sisters, we pray. I bought this hat off the TikTok shop. Didn't read the words on this hat, but apparently now I giddy up with God.
Yeah, baby.
So we saddle up and we ride together.
At dawn.
Into the heavens at dawn. Art thou nothing more than thou thou.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Peace be with you, Johnny.
Thank you, Chili Peppers. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's happening in the world. ADD News, then a brand new hour of the show will officially begin. We get you on a list so that you can travel and see some Foo Fighters in Nashville. Also, I saw that in addition to Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age on that show as well.
Oh, cool.
So we get you to that show coming up a little bit later this morning. And if you'd like to go somewhere a little bit closer, San Diego, Petco Park with Sublime and Slightly Stupid and more. And that is all coming up. But first, there's this.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Our friend Stu Mundell is in the L.A. traffic copter. He's usually handling police chases, big traffic stories, things like that. But yesterday, he was covering a wild story about a millionaire tech CEO in Orange County who has just been arrested, house raided, and everything because he was selling secret intel to Iran, which is crazy, but is it as crazy as him saying sweet dibbits in one of his more recent traffic?
Listen, if he didn't throw out a sweet dibbits during this one, this is usually he's just covering, you know, traffic on the 5. It's always backed up on the 5 or something. So this was a big story from the eye in the sky and our good friend Stu.
Been Sky Fox. Stu, what's going on?
Hey there. Good morning. This is happening out here in the Newport Beach area, and it is very important. This is a federal FBI Department of Justice Joint Task Force taking a somebody into custody. He was described as a businessman with dual citizenship, Iranian and U.S. Now, this person is actually accused of moving, is accused of selling secrets, basically nuclear secrets, to the Iranian government, and he also falsified documents to make that happen. He received a compensation of over $15 million that apparently helped fund this house that he's living in here, out here in the Newport Beach.
It's a $35 million house, and he also reported an annual income of $20,684 on his taxes, even though he owned a $35 million home, and he claimed low income tax credits for 7 years straight.
So he was selling secrets, which I believe is the beginning of Back to the Future, right, where they're doing something with the Iranians at the Twin Pines Mall or something. I think that's how that whole movie started.
So, I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Art imitates life. Is that a better call from the sky than this one?
It's an orange guy. Sweet divots. Look at that. Oh, it's an orange lady. It's Orange Lady,
okay.
I think.
And he took something from that car.
I don't know. Off the roof.
Oh, okay.
You wondered how they were going to pit it?
We didn't
see
that coming.
That's how they're going to do it. Woo! Where did that come from? Whoa, sweet divot steak. Did you see that?
That's right. Our eye in the sky. Shout out from Stu Mundell.
I can't believe he didn't give us a shout out during this tech CEO billionaire.
Yeah, Stu, it's been a while since we've had a shout out from your chopper.
I mean, dual citizen. This is a big story, Stu.
If you could do another one, that'd be great.
Gas prices have now gone up long enough for them to do a study on how it is changing our driving habits. They studied the freeways of Southern California to determine just how the gas prices have changed our traffic on the roads. And the answer is not at all. There's just as much congestion then as there is now. And just because we're paying $2 more a gallon than we were last year doesn't mean we are not going to go where we need to go.
But you don't think that you're not making different choices?
I'm now making different choices with which car I drive.
Right.
Because I have one electric and one regular. So we just use the electric car all the time now.
Right. That's the
other one's just sitting in the
driveway.
That's
the one change I think that's happened. We're not going places because most places we go, we have to go. It's not like we have a choice. I don't think there has not been like a leisurely, let's just drive to Malibu just to go there. That doesn't happen anymore, but not that that ever happened very much anyway, but the idea is that, right, because I have the electric, it's usually my car over my wife's car with gas.
But also, I think you're absolutely right. We don't have a choice. We're not going to take public transit and get stabbed.
I got gas.
Well, don't rub it in, Vanessa. We don't all have it.
And people have to go to work. Like, people still have to do the things that they want to do, and then they also have to go enjoy themselves on the weekend because for their own sanity. So it's not like in L.A. or Southern California in general, we have a lot of options.
No, but I could see why people would, like, I've had friends that have actually gotten rid of cars altogether because they just realized it became too expensive. It wasn't worth the whole everything, and they just take, they need Uber, Waymo, that when they need to go somewhere, and outside of that.
I don't know how that's not more expensive. I mean, it feels like from where I live,
Well, it depends how far out
you live. $50 to $70 to go anywhere.
Right. Depends how far out you live and what you need to do for your life. But if you can work from home and you don't need to go to a job every day, that changes things drastically.
Yeah. Foot fetishes have either become more common or people just don't feel shame anymore about admitting that they have foot fetishes and the stigma's going away. Even Brett Michaels recently commented on his daughter selling her feet pictures and he called it brilliant.
Oh, man, I'd have those feet.
Yeah. But some people feel that these women took things a little too far at a Fanime con in San Jose because they were selling foot juice and people got sick.
Several men in California are planning to sue Fanime Con after getting lung infections from drinking foot juice sold by female cosplayers. The incident reportedly happened during Fanime Con 2026 Inches San Jose, where a group of female cosplayers began selling cups of red drink for $15. But the drink came with a strange twist. The women would place their feet inside the drink, and when a man paid, they would lift their feet out and let the liquid drip down from their feet for him to drink. The stunt quickly pulled in a large crowd. Many people paid to try it, and the cosplayers reportedly made thousands of dollars in just a few hours. But after the event ended, some of the first men who drank it began coughing heavily and feeling pain and discomfort in their lungs. Well, they were diagnosed with fungal lung infections and told they needed to stay for treatment. Now, several of the men say they regret taking part and are preparing to sue the event organizers for medical costs. They argue that Fannie Mae Con should have stopped the activity before it became a health risk.
So who do you side with here? If you're the guy who's buying foot juice, how are you mad that it went wrong for you?
Right.
That was your choice. I mean, and these amazing women are making thousands of dollars in just a few hours sticking their feet in some juice.
I'd be more upset if I had paid for foot juice and it was just like regular Mountain Dew. Like, this is legitimate foot juice, and you should expect.
Right,
if you're drinking foot juice, you're going to get some fungus stuff in your throat, and that's how you know you got real
deal.
That's
good stuff.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That's like
you got a foot juice.
That's like getting fresh squeezed.
<Foot juice>.
That's like fresh squeezed orange juice over the concentrate stuff. You
exactly,
know what I mean? There's
yes.
a difference there.
This
so
is organic, full on natural foot juice, man, and you know what you're buying.
Of
you
course.
Know you're buying that, so now you're mad that it gave you an infection in your lungs. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get that foot juice.
I mean, shot you $15 a pop.
I just can't
believe. It'll make you sick your stomach. You're gonna sue me. Sue me.
I've been working so hard. I'm punching my car. 8 hours for work. Won't tell me what I got. I got this feeling that time's just a hole.
Do a foot juice stand instead of a lemonade stand this summer. Let's go, everybody. Here we go.
Foot juice. Kick off your Sunday shoes.